Ek en Willem Hertzog het gisteraand gesels oor die departement van minerale, hulpbronne en energie se besluit om nie teen die uitspraak deur die Pretoria se Hooggeregshof wat die eens bemagtig altyd bemagtig beginsel in die mynbedryf verskans te appeleer nie. Dit het een van die groot beleid onsekerhede in die mynbedryf uit die weg geruim. Maar dit wil echter voorkom asof die departement nou sekere ander aspekte van die mynbou handves wil verander om bemagtigingsdoelwitte te bereik. Op die lyn nou is Tabello Chabana, hy is senior bestuurder van openbare sake en transformasie by die Minerale Raad van Suid-Afrika. Tabello, thank you so much for joining me. What do you think of the news that the department will not appeal against the previous High Court judgment?
Look, we had engaged the department and the minister certainly had advised us after we as an industry had said we're still committed to transformation. It was at that stage that the minister advised, and I think even at the Joburg Indaba, that the DMRE would not be appealing the judgment. It's important for us that we get clarity on this matter, i.e. the department does not appeal this matter. I mean, this has been a vexed issue relating to, you know, as you know, the empowerment transactions for some time now. And we had the first mining charter in the early 2000, 2002, 2004, and then subsequent charters. But the transactions have been done based on these charters. This issue relating to the once empowered was part had to be clarified. And at least we thought we had certainly reached that point where there was now clarity relating to the continuing consequences of these past transactions, which is very good for BEE in South Africa and for certainty, believe it or not.
It seems as several analysts and commentators are a bit cautious because in Parliament yesterday, officials said that other elements of the charter may change to achieve objectives. What is this all about?
We also certainly heard that briefing by the DMRE. Just the one element that I want to discuss. Firstly, you know, the legal standing of the mining charter, that it is policy. I mean, this is the third iteration of the mining charter. We've always held the position as an industry and mining companies that it is a policy instrument. And the admission of the DMRE's lawyer, a court first confirmed it in 2018, and now a court confirming it again. So it should come as no surprise to the DMRE that the mining charter is policy. I mean, even if you look at the MPRDA, which is the framework legislation, it's very clear that the charter is policy. But that has not stopped the industry from transforming. We've done in excess of 150 billion rands worth of BEE deals. I mean, if you just Google the top 20 richest black South Africans, I guarantee you that 80, 90% of them got their wealth from mining. You know, we've done fantastic broad-based share ownership schemes through the companies like Kumba. The average wage of mine workers, if you look at those in gold, platinum, coal, in 2020 was between 19,000 to 25,000 rand a month. So the industry has transformed based also on the charter of the past few years. The fact that it is not legislation, it is policy, has not hampered transformation and will not hamper transformation going forward. So that's the first critical issue. Now, relating to the other elements of the charter, the reason why we challenged some of the other elements of the charter, for instance, the procurement provisions, we said that the local content component, i.e., yes, the goods must be manufactured in South Africa, but with a 60% local content, by the way, we had to reach this target in a five-year period. We were saying that that target is unreasonable. If you look at the motor industry, they're having, what, in excess of 35 years to reach that same local content target. They started in, I think it was about 1994. They've still got some years to meet their target. And they were nowhere near that 60% local content target. How are we supposed to suddenly reach it in 5 years? And by the way, we're not the manufacturers of the goods. So we said some provisions of the charter are irrational. Now, what they cannot do is now seek to just put those same provisions into another piece of legislation. Again, they can also be deemed to be rational, unless they try to look at coming up with, yes, stretch targets. We don't mind stretch targets, but workable targets.
So there are some uncertainties that remain, but are we in a better position today regarding certainty than we were before the announcement that the department won't appeal against the judgment?
I certainly do think that the advent of the judgment did provide certainty on these issues. And yes, it is law. So it stands. So those companies that have, you know, taken the time and care and attention to put in these, we're talking genuine BEE deals, they know where they stand. This judgment related to existing rights and new rights, i.e. relating to the continuing consequences. So at least existing investors in the mining sector have that clarity. Now, if the DMRE does seek to put in place some legislation, it cannot be retrospective. You know, so that's a basic tenet of South African law. You can't kind of like legislate backwards, if I can put it that way. You can legislate forward. And so if the DMRE wants to set the position going forward, you know, for those that will invest in the South African mining industry going forward, that is fine. And then it's going to provide certainly that clarity to those that come in after that legislation. When it comes to existing right holders, I think, you know, we've certainly got that clarity that was required.
The relationship between the mining industry and the DMRE has been strained. Has that relationship and trust levels improved in recent months?
In recent years, absolutely. I mean, you'll recall that it was very strained, particularly under Minister Zwane, who really had no interest in the development of South Africa's mining industry, the economy. So it did really break down quite substantially under his tenure. But I think with the advent of subsequent ministers, and in particular Minister Mantashe, we have a person of integrity that you can engage with. Now, you will not always agree. As you can see, we will never always agree on various issues, but we are at least able to engage and try to see eye to eye. But we won't agree on all things. But yes, so I can definitely say that the relationship is on a much better footing. But albeit though, there will certainly be disagreements.
Dankie Tabello. Dit was Tabello Chabana, senior bestuurder van openbare sake en transformasie by die Minerale Raad.